This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Construction has been dragging on Denver's 16th Street Mall, but Denverite's Kyle Harris reports most of it is finally open.
City boosters gathered on Tuesday to celebrate the progress. Mayor Mike Johnston said the city would stop calling the street a mall.
We will now describe this great jewel in Denver as 16th Street, which is a name everyone knows, but we dropped the mall because it is so much more than just one retail location. We want you to come here and be able to experience that.
The total reconstruction cost the city $175 million. The new 16th Street still has no cars, but it does have three climbable fish, one nest, and a beehive to play on, more trees and art, fresh pavers, and new spaces for drinking outside. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Mental health care in Western Colorado is getting a boost with the opening of a new psychiatric hospital. Here's CPR's health reporter John Daly.
Vail Health has opened the Precourt Healing Center. It's a 28-room inpatient behavioral health facility in Edwards. It offers short-term stabilization and therapeutic services for those 12 and older, welcoming its first patients earlier this month. Care is available in English and Spanish. It also has on-site fitness and yoga studios, outdoor recreation spaces, and specialized programming like art and music therapy. The new center is made possible thanks to $200 million invested by Vail Health to improve mental health care in the region. It's the only inpatient behavioral health facility between the Front Range and Salt Lake City. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This year's commencement speaker at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs is the Secretary of the Air Force, Troy Mink. Mink joined the Air Force in 1988 and served as a navigator and instructor for refueling aircraft. Graduation is next Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.